Back now with Day to Day, the Sony Corporation announced today that its new game system, PlayStation 3, will go on sale in November. If you think you want one, you better start saving now. The company says it's going to cost almost $500. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, you can get an Xbox system for something like $250, can't you? Isn't $500 an awful lot for a game system?
Yeah, street price, I think, around $250. Would you pay $500 for a game system? Are you a gamer?
I haven't even paid $250 yet.
Well, Sony seems to think that this is what the market will bear. Some analysts do say that this price point for the basic system puts the PlayStation at a competitive disadvantage against Microsoft's Xbox 360. It actually currently sells a list price of $299 for the basic system. At the big unveiling last night, Sony tried to promote all the advantages that it's putting into the PlayStation 3, but even some gaming industry writers at that news conference were already calling it expensive. One labeled it outrageously expensive. Voice skepticism that there aren't really enough extra features to justify this cost. The other thing here is that Sony is up against the Xbox 360, which went on sale last November, so it'll have a one-year head start on the market before PlayStation 3 goes on the market this coming November. An interesting point here, even at $499 for a console with a 20-gigabyte hard drive, Sony's probably selling this below cost right now. It may take the sale of maybe 20 million units here before the component prices drop and mass manufacturing becomes efficient enough to really turn a profit here.
20 million units? That's a long way to go to make money, isn't it?
It is indeed. Business people call this a razor and razor blades business, because Sony also makes licensing fees from the game makers.
Yeah.
And they hope that they can boost demand for their new high-definition TV sets and their camcorders and their own high-definition movies from their own studio, Sony Pictures.
Well, they use Sony Pictures here in Hollywood to show this thing off of the big promotional event, and they do make movies. How is the confluence of these two working for them with video games?
Well, this system is also the debut, if you will, of Sony's new version of their high-definition DVDs. Their system is called Blu-ray. Right now there's a competition between a couple of manufacturers, and Sony wants to win here. They can charge royalties, potentially billions of dollars in revenues, for every DVD that a studio makes in the Blu-ray format. Some analysts have been saying that really this could be as much as life or death for Sony, that if Sony fails with this, that it'll be in really bad shape. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're going to be looking at new efforts to promote fuel-efficient hybrid cars.
Okay, great story on Sony. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.